Earlier this week, John Brown University in Siloam Springs announced the completion of its historic Keeping Faith campaign. Dr. Chip Pollard, president of the university, says not only did the campaign finish a year ahead of schedule, but it also raised a total of $118 million, $18 million over the initial goal of $100 million.
We began the campaign 6 years ago, and we had an original goal of $100 million. One of our board members had challenged us on that, Mark Simmons, and to be honest, some of us felt that was a little bit outside of our reach. And so we worked on it for 3 or 4 years, sort of in a quiet phase. And then about 2 years ago, we made, I guess it was 2 years ago, we made the public announcement about the campaign. We were at about the $70 or $80 million level. Then we received a generous gift for a new engineering and construction management facility, the Dalzer Technology Center. And we raised our goal to 110. And we had great progress in the last 2 years, and we just finished at the end of last fiscal year, June 30th, raising $118 million. So we didn't have enough faith at the beginning, but God was faithful to us in helping us be able to raise that fund.
Dr. Pollard says the money was raised with the help of contributions from individuals, alumni, foundations, and corporations. Over 16,000 people gave to the campaign over the course of 6 years, 10,000 of whom were first-time donors.
One of the great things that we discovered as we were in this process is we look back at the history of JBU, and we ran our first comprehensive campaign in 1976, and we raised $5 million in 5 years. And then in 1985, about 10 years later, we ran our second campaign, and we raised $20 million over about a five-year period, so about four times as much as the previous one. And then about 1997, we did another campaign, and we raised about $60 million over a 5 or 6 year period, which was three times as much as the previous campaign. And then we did this one about 10 years later, and we raised $118 million, which was about twice as much as the previous campaign. And you could see the building momentum through the history of the institution.
According to Dr. Pollard, some of these donors have been involved in all four campaigns, and many have been involved in three. The funds have been divided into thirds to be invested in three main categories, namely facilities, scholarships, and operating expenses and programs.
For the facilities, we expanded the North Residence Hall to add about 180 beds. We did a renovation project of our historical cathedral group, a 50-year-old. We have three buildings in the center of campus that are 50 years old, and we did a renovation of the exterior and new roofs and new limestone on the outside. We did renovated our dining hall, Kresge Dining Hall. Then we built three new large facilities. We built the Berry Performing Arts Center, a state-of-the-art performing arts center for our music and theater students. We built the Bill George Arena, which was has a capacity to hold about 2,500 people for graduation, 1,800 people for a sporting event. And then we built the Balzer Technology Center, which is a facility for our engineering, construction management, and renewable energy students, some of our pre-professional program students.
All in all, the university has built about 125,000 square feet of new space and renovated about 35,000 square feet of existing space. The Keeping Faith campaign raised close to $30 million for scholarships and endowments that will generate about $1 million of new scholarship money in perpetuity. The money will also support student and faculty research and student development and leadership programs. The remaining funds will be used under the operating expenses and enrichment programs category.
You know, things to just keep the place running, but also for missions programs that we do on campus, for our KRC, our radio program that produces radio program for Northwest Arkansas, for our center, the Center for Relationship Enrichment, and the Soderquist Center, there's monies that were raised for them as well, and just for operations. So that's the way the allocations went.
Dr. Pollard says the successful campaign gave John Brown University the tools to better service its students to make them more effective agents of change in the world. The funds and scholarships will enable more students to take advantage of the university facilities and get a college degree. When asked what's lined up next for the university, Dr. Pollard has this answer.
Well, for a while we're going to be quiet and give our, you know, this is going to be a year of celebration and thanksgiving to all those people that have supported us. You know, we are always in the process of thinking about what we need in the future. We look to have a record enrollment this fall, which is going to put some pressure on the capacity of our dining hall and perhaps in some of our residence facilities. We've investigating a variety of new majors, possibly a nursing program. We're always going to be thinking about how we can raise endowment money for scholarships and for programs. So we have a variety of things we're talking about, but this year is going to be focused on celebration and thanksgiving to all those folks that have helped to support us in this program. In fact, on October 7th, we're going to host a dinner over at the Embassy Suites for all the folks that have given to the program. We've invited all of them, all the faculty and staff, and a significant part of our student population to come over and just have a celebration dinner at the Embassy Suites.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Madholkar.